stand-up comedy, your host and MC presents Comedy Appetizers, a podcast where you will find short comedy sets, stories, and funny bits from the famous and not so famous. Here is your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another special bonus feature, An Audience of One. And you may have noticed today's a special day. It's Groundhog Day. And so I reached out to all my comedy friends and said, who out there has some experience and knowledge of the famous groundhog and its predictions? Ladies and gentlemen, here's my good friend, Bob Worley.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you.
Wow. Nice to be here. Bob, I'm so happy to connect with you on this and, to be honest, a little surprised of your expertise.
Well, Scott, you know, it's something I've been interested in for at least a week. And let me tell you, as you know, Scott, today is Groundhog Day, where Punxsutawney Phil, the famous groundhog from Pennsylvania, will predict the weather. We have 6 more weeks of winter or an early spring. It's amazing. This guy's a genius.
It's incredible. It's this little extra large rodent can forecast the weather. It's really super amazing. Or the people in Pennsylvania are a little thin on top.
You know, let me just say, you actually have it right. He is a rodent. He is not a hog. A lot of people confuse them with hogs. He's not a hog. As a matter of fact, they taste nothing like bacon.
So when people hear Groundhog Day, they're thinking it's in the hog family. That's fascinating.
Right, right. A lot of people don't know that. So, yes, it is a rodent. But as you probably don't know, we do not have groundhogs here in California. Nope. We have woodchucks, which are a close cousin to the groundhog. A lot of people don't know that.
I didn't know that.
Yes. We have there's no groundhogs on the West Coast, only woodchucks.
All right.
I don't know if they can put or not.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could cut wood?
that's very good. We should actually make a poem out of that. Hey, I'm driving up right now. I'm going up to the foothills of Pasadena up in the San Gabriels, where there's a woodchuck that I know of. They're very rare in this area, but this guy is sort of a local celebrity. Every year at this time of year, kids gather around the school, local schools and the local news guys, and they wait to see if Woody the woodchuck will pop out and see his shadow. So we're on our way out there to see if that's going to happen.
Wow.
We're going to be filming this as we go up there.
That's
pretty excited about this.
That's fascinating. Woody the woodchuck will be predicting the weather just like Punxsutawney Phil. Okay, that's
right,
awesome.
Right. Yeah. So we're driving along now. We're almost there to his little burrow, what they call it. This hole in the ground is a burrow. So that's something I didn't know. But anyways, we're almost there. We're cruising around. I think he's right around here somewhere. So we're just driving along. Look out! Look out! Jeez, what was that? Oh, hold on. Hold on, Scott.
Wow, hope everything's okay.
Oh, no. Scott, I can tell you with absolute certainty that Woody the Woodchuck did not see his shadow. So it looks like we're in for early spring here in California.
Wait a minute. It sounded like you hit something. It wasn't Woody.
No. It wasn't Woody at all. Help me get this. Take it easy. Just help me get him in the hole. Just help me push him in the hole. No. Look, he's not dead. I think he's just dead. Just help me get him in the hole. Come on. No. He's just dead. Come on. Let me get in. Anyway, Scott, we got to go. We want to get him. We want to be sure to get a good spot. But when this little fella pops his head out. So, take care, and we'll see you next time, all right?
Well, I'm so glad that you and Lisanne get a chance to see Woody, but things didn't sound like it went well.
No. It went according to plan. It always goes according to plan. You know me.
Lisanne, is everything okay?
Woody.
Hey, Scott, I got to get back home, all right? Like I said, before people show up.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Bob Worley and his lovely daughter, Lisanne, sharing their experience of Woody the Woodchuck in Southern California and his prediction of future weather events. It sounds a little I'm not really sure what happened, but we'll look forward to Bob following up maybe and telling us the weather. Well, he didn't see his shadow, so wow, this is really big information. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us on our special Groundhog Day bonus show, and keep an eye out for Woody the Woodchuck.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Comedy Appetizers. Be sure to share with family and friends, and we will see you this Sunday for our regular podcast, your host and MC, and again next Friday for another episode of Comedy Appetizers. Bye!